Please be ready. All right. Good morning, everybody. You are here this morning for the Environmental Health Budget Work Session. Lisa has something she'll say for later. And Margaret, any opening comments, any introductions you'd like to make?
You all know Stephanie Jones, don't you?
I don't know the rest of us.
Well, yeah, I believe so.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Okay. Well, and we just, for the record, it'd be nice to kind of have it on the record that you have a new person in your department.
Our new person, Stephanie Jones, is the new office coordinator. She started on the 18th, was it?
14th.
Okay. And there's a million things to do, and she's taking them all one by one. So, and about 3 minutes ago, I said, come on up with me. You can be a second set of ears, and she just hopped right up. So, way cool.
We're glad you're here.
Well, that's the part about you know you're one of those departments that's probably one of the most people like to tune in and follow the budget work session.
Very kind of
another budget breakfast this morning. Yeah.
How many cups of coffee did you
have? I had my workout on this too.
Yeah, I can tell when you have your workout in the morning. You come in here and you're all blazing. Okay. Anything else you want to press anything? Okay.
Nope.
So we'll start like we always do with the revenue portion of it. Anybody has any questions or comments on revenue?
Talk to me about well testing and abandonment. That's a grant where it's dollars in, dollars out.
Correct.
We take, 75% of that goes straight into the actual work, and 25% of it is kind of an administrative fee.
Correct. Exactly.
We only collect it when we spend it?
Yes.
How are we monitoring? Maybe this is more of an expense side question, but it doesn't look to me like we're getting the full 27 spent. Full 20.
In the last couple of years, we have not. You're right. Just fewer opportunities to plug wells.
And so my concern there, if it's dollars in, dollars out, that's fine, but we're clearly building 25% administrative costs back into other line items of our budget.
Correct.
Right? And so in my mind, we need to be careful if we're not bringing in those dollars to offset the money we're spending up above in the administrative part, it just could impact us. And so that's my concern there.
Yes, I agree. And, I'm trying to come up with ways. I think what we're going to do is go town by town and do a little PR campaign to get the wells plugged, because there's plenty of abandoned wells, like just within Nevada or Ames, the small towns, back in the day when people had wells, even though they were within the city. So we're trying. But, yeah, that's a tricky thing. I'm not sure really how to. Maybe next year I should keep that separate. Maybe that would be a better way to go.
My question on that one is you had me amend that down to 26,530 at the beginning of the year because we did an amendment and you said amend this.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're back at 36 for re-estimation. So is it 26,350 or is it?
Well, that's what the state said to you, but
36?
It's not approved yet. So it just, that's what they came up
what
with.
What about the current year? For the year we're in, do we want to keep that at 36? I'm just confused.
Yeah, so we spent 77 so far this year. 7,700
well,
so far this
year. It's the heavy time. And
right.
Honestly, I'm not remembering, but we've got a 36 below. Didn't I have you amend it to 36 from 26?
No, the original is below and it's 36.
The original is below.
You had me amend it to 26,530.
30.
But then when you submitted the re-estimation, you said 36 again. So I'm clear.
I'll have to check on that number, Lisa. I cannot remember.
All right. Yeah, that's fine. Sorry. I just want to make sure that,
that we got
an idea of what we're bringing in there.
Okay.
Well, I'm with you, Margaret. Anything we can do from a PR perspective to make sure that our smaller towns are aware,
mm-hmm.
is worth us doing.
And I know the state, generally speaking, is not getting that done, and they're afraid that money is going to be taken away.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And they added arsenic last year. I think partially in hopes to spend some of that money, we're not seeing arsenic problems here, so we're not really pushing it that much. It seems like wasted money, but I'd rather see it on plugging, rehab, testing.
That was all I had on revenues.
Okay.
And then we'll move to
expenditures.
The expenditure line item, you will notice, is everything down to employees' insurance for state plans, FICA, IFRS, all that stuff. So they're a little wacky because we have 26 pay periods. Some of your 27 pay periods. So that brings your salaries looking very odd because we only originally budgeted 94%. So the comparison is from 94% current year to 100% FY17. So those look really wacky.
Plus the 27 pay periods.
Plus the 27 pay periods.
And when you see this ultimately, Margaret, you can expect to see the same 94%. So the numbers you see right now under the 16-17,
okay,
from employee insurance up, it's going to look entirely different when we publish this budget. We're going to do the same thing we did last year. We're going to budget 94%, and then we'll amend in, which is why you see everything going up from our original to our re-estimated budget. And you're going to come back in when? March or April? You're going to come back in April, and we're going to amend those dollars in that we need the actual dollars.
Okay.
The easiest way to look at that is don't worry about anything from employee insurance on up. We'll take care of it.
Okay.
Do you guys have any issues with your Dodge?
No.
It's got now almost 100,000 miles on it.
Yeah, no issues. It really hops. So I'm thinking shocks. Dangerously hops when it occurs in that. So
we're getting sling hops because it's actually bouncing. Like
bounces, yeah. Okay. And or on curves, you really feel like.
I think this is hop.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Yeah.
If it hadn't been 100,000.
Yeah. And they say about 500 bucks for that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you go ahead and do that this year? Do you have dollars available to do this year?
I believe we do.
I'd say let's get it done as soon as we can get it done. And if it ends up that you don't, I mean, I don't, now that she said this to us, I don't want that vehicle out on the road until, get this handled as soon as you can get it.
And maybe it's just germane to that car. I don't know, but it's always been hot.
Well, we're having it checked out.
Sometimes it can be scratched too. It's related if you're getting that hot.
Just go for it.
Yeah, and if, I don't know how long it'll be out of service, but there's vehicles available for you. I don't want you to be without a vehicle, but I want that one like it's supposed to be done as soon as we can get it done.
Okay.
Okay.
So take 500 next year?
I want to take 500. I want to put 500 into this year. If you've got it in your budget, do it. If you don't, then let's figure it out.
But I'm saying you want to take out of the next year.
Did she plug it in for next year?
By 500. Yeah, it's plugged in for next year.
Yeah, so vehicle fuels and maintenance.
Yeah, and then you know the gas. I guessed it at $3. It's really a lot lower than that now, but got a plan on it going up. It always does.
But let's just take that line. So that line's $22.90 right now. Let's just take it down to $1,700.
And there's enough room in the current year to get it because you not have to amend or adjust dollars. It doesn't look like it.
Okay. Yeah, we're only at 38% on that.
Yep.
Okay, I'll do that.
My next one was employee. If you want to talk about anything between that and employee mileage, great. Otherwise, my next question was employee mileage.
Uh-huh.
My preference is always to not use employee mileage. I know sometimes we have to. We've got enough vehicles. We should have enough vehicles available to not use it. You've only used 25%, $370 so far this year. So it's hard for me to figure out, since that's 50% of the year, how we're going to spend the full $1,500 this year. Mm-hmm. And then that takes me to FY17, where maybe we don't need $1,500 in there. Your average has been more like $1,100 to mm-hmm. $1,200. I would be really comfortable if we just amended to that, both for this year and next year, suggesting $1,200.
Okay.
So the re-estimated as well?
Yeah, I'm suggesting both to 1,200.
1,200, okay. I can do that.
And then?
Yes, and then also, you know, Kathy kind of does the territory around Ames, and so she, it saves time if she does a job straight from work. So we're paying more here, but then it's more efficient time-wise for her to do it that way, and that's why I...
And I didn't mean to suggest that it was never appropriate to use employee mileage. I just only want to use it in circumstances where that's the most efficient thing for us to do. I don't want to ever use it because somebody prefers to drive their vehicle and it's not efficient.
Okay. Yeah. And I will say, too, that planning has been letting us use their vehicle too, so that's an excellent backup. And yeah, so working that well.
Now. What do we have that's available right now? How's the hybrid running?
Good.
So we have a hybrid that's available.
Yeah.
But if somebody just running out and they don't have to take a whole lot with them, it might be a perfect vehicle to take out.
The keys for that are in the board's office.
Oh, okay. I guess they usually want us to take the van.
The van's available too.
Yeah.
And so we have we have three vehicles that are available. So it's very, very rare that they're all out.
I agree. Yep.
So let's utilize that whenever we can.
Okay.
And the Impala, by the way, is what I was thinking of. If your vehicle is going to be in the shop at all, I was thinking that you would just transfer into the Impala while your vehicle was in the shop.
Okay. Field work is so slow right now, I think we could do without. Yeah.
And the Impala is scheduled through facilities where the Civic, we have the book and everything up in the board's office.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's good to know. Yeah.
Next line for me was communication services. I know that. Margaret, I think in communication services we have not only the Light Edge contract, but we have a cell phone and an iPad.
Correct.
And it just seems to me, as I look at it, if it's a true number, $1,706 for half the year, so we're more like $3,500 in that line. I don't think there's any expected increases for next year. So what I'm questioning is, can we take that number to $3,500?
Man alive. Okay, let's see. I like a little wiggle room, can't I?
Here's what I like, Margaret. I like
actual as we can.
I know.
No wiggle room, and then if something happens that's unforeseen, you come see us, and we'll take care of it. Much like the shocks and the struts, what I'm telling you on those is, if we can do the $500 out of your budget this year, let's do it out of your budget. If you look at your budget and say, no, I can't do it this year, we'll find the $500. We don't want an unsafe vehicle on the road.
Okay?
So I want to take it to actual, and then if something happens that's unforeseen, unexpected, then we'll deal with that at the time.
Okay. What do you want to put it at?
Frankly, the phones were a crapshoot a couple of years ago. We really didn't know what we were going to spend with the new Light Edge contract, but Barb's gotten some other long distance and stuff taken care of. So I'm getting the impression from all the departments that we are right on track. The current year is where we're going to be in the future.
Okay. So 35.
Yeah, so if this is truly halfway through the year, you're at 1706 right now, so 3412 is where you would end up if you just double 1706, right? And I'm suggesting instead of 3412, let's go to 3500, and there's your wiggle room right there. $88.
Okay.
Small wiggle. And you can get $2 now for insurance.
Okay.
I'm going to try that out.
Then I had Well Rehab Fund. Clearly, we've already talked about that. That's the pass-through. You know, we've got the revenue on the top side to offset that. And then I was at dues and memberships, and you did a great job spelling out what you were thinking of. Just anytime I see a 42% increase in a line item, I just want you to talk me through why that's happening.
Mm-hmm. You're okay with that?
I want you to talk me through it.
Oh, right now. Okay. Yep. I thought you meant. Right. Let me refresh my memory. Equipment rental.
It's 28 on ours.
There it is. let's see. Well, it's written out in the account. In the account, let's see.
Maybe do those questions. How about that? So,
well,
it was 1,020.
They're listed here.
Yeah, absolutely. But okay. It was 1,020, and then we went down to 870 in FY15.
Okay.
And now we're estimating this year at $745. So if I compare the 1,060 to 1,020, which is what we did in FY13 and FY14.
Okay.
Then, okay, that makes sense to me. But what I want to understand is, how did we go from 1,020 down to 870,
uh-huh,
and then down to 745, and now we want to go right back up?
Well, they're two-year memberships.
Is what does
10-year renewals, yeah, for the registered sanitarian.
Yep.
That's expensive. And then Coyotes, I have all three of us doing Coyotes. So
those are the two that hit us.
Yeah.
That's all I need.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all I need.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
That was it for me.
That's it.
Yeah. Okay. That's pretty painless.
Yeah. I mean, he shook more change out of my pocket every darn time. Doggone. I am used to it. I got two comments. Just backing over here.
That's how we got to a balanced budget, Margaret.
I know. Right. No, you do. You guys did a good job. Okay, number one is salaries for my two non-union employees. How is that going to work this year?
I'll try. As you know, we're in the middle of negotiations with the two new bargaining units. What we have agreed to with the other bargaining units, the ones that are not new, is a 2.5% increase plus 25 cents an hour, right? So that's another $520 a year.
It equates to anywhere from 3 to 4% increase, depending on what their annual salary is.
Okay.
So at a minimum, what I believe you can expect for your employees is the 2.5% plus the 25 cents. Outside of that, we're going to have to see where things go with the two new bargaining units. It has been our intention for the last few years, but I think even more so now that we've got to come up with a great plan for our employees that are not part of a bargaining unit, exactly what their career at Story County is going to look like in terms of how they can expect to move through their job classification salary range. So we've got to come back and do that. What you can walk out of here today with is 2.5% plus 25 cents an hour, and then we'll have to see where everything else ends up.
Okay.
Did that do okay, Alyssa? All right.
And then one last thing, this doesn't affect my budget, but it affects county budget, is I know that the health committee or whatever they're called considered this. I would really like to see the county spend money on a defibrillator for the building. I really, really would. I just think if it saves one life, wow, how amazing would that be, you know? They say it's because our police station or our ambulance is close enough. I don't want to take that chance. So if we could put that in someone's budget, I would love that.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Perfect question. On your radar, the radon testing, do you do that every year for the county buildings? I remember when you came around.
We did it one year, and we've only done it once so far, and they recommend just kind of like every other year. I think that's a little extreme. I think more like 3 to 5 years is sufficient, unless you have a major change in your HVAC or digging holes in your basement, some pits in that. There, the two conservation houses had higher levels, and so I need to meet with conservation and see what they think they want to do or whatever. Mitigation system, $2,500. About that. If, you know, if it's a problem. It was, yeah, both of their houses were elevated.
Let's make sure we talk about that in the mic there.
And you'll be back to me with your
Yes.
What the grant is on that grant, so I know what we're reestimating.
I'll do that right now. Yeah. Any other questions?
Good job. It's a good budget, Marla.
It's a tight
good.
One.
That's what it's supposed to be.
And if as long as everybody else is doing that, then I'm a happy camper.
This money is coming from all of us and everybody in Story County. It's supposed to be tight.
I agree. Yep. No, I
and
like.
And it's supposed to be tight for everybody.
I like sound spending. I applaud you guys. That's very good. Yep.
Thank you.
Thank you.